Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tardy Wide Open Wednesday, but the lines are locked and loaded. How you doing, Mike O'Mara? Great to be with all of you. How's it going today? Hope you're having a fantastic day. Day after Valentine's Day. I hope your little VD hangover is doing just fine. But right now, it's all about you because we're going to take your phone calls. Here's our phone number if you need it. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'd love to hear from you because it's Wide Open Wednesday, and I haven't done a FaceTime live, but no need because everybody knows it's time to call because good old Rob Spiewak sent out a little message to our listeners that we were going to take calls at 9:30, and that's why we're taking them starting at about 10 of 10. Let's take a call right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Caleb from Scarborough, Maine.
Scarborough.
The kitten boy.
Tell you, Caleb, based on weather maps that I've looked at, you've been pretty well whacked by Mother Winter, haven't you? Tell us all about it, Caleb.
It's Kim. Kim or Caleb?
Hold on a second. Everybody's talking at the same time. And, see, the delay is not going to be affecting anything today. Is his name Caleb or Kim?
It says Kim.
Is your name Caleb?
No, Caleb.
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 Okay.
C-A-L-E-B, I suppose.
Yes. K-I-M is wrong.
No.
O-S-C-A-R is wrong.
That's a chick's name, Kim.
All right. Go ahead.
Who's Caleb? Who's Kim?
Oh, God.
My ex.
Oh, your ex!
Why is she appearing on your name here?
Because when I got my own phone, I kept my phone number, and it's probably still her name.
Oh, that's a burn.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be misogynistic because Rob always has the alarm standing by, but that bitch.
Do you love the fact that every time you make a call from your phone, at least subconsciously, you're reminded of that bitch, Kim?
Yeah.
How long, Caleb, has the relationship been gone, over, finito?
Oh, 8 years or so.
Oh, my God. 8 years you've had her? 8 years people, they get calls from you say it's Kim?
Probably.
Yeah. Jesus.
You know what that is, Mike?
Christ.
That's a real bite in the bag.
That really is. Oh, my God. My God.
It would be okay if Kim was still footing the bill. Is Kim paying for the line?
Oh, you might be a man.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, but I mean, when you call people and they see it's Kim, I mean, you know, that's got to be some real lemon juice on the open sore, don't you think?
We don't know anything about Kim, Mike. You can't say that.
Yeah, what's
Caleb,
she doing
I'm
now?
Sorry, we've kind of hijacked this call. What did you call?
Yeah, what did
not
you
too
call?
Far off, so.
Oh, dear.
Huge fan of you guys. Mike, I actually had a quick question for you.
Sure.
My parents are going to fly down to probably Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes.
To go to Captiva Island and then down to the Keys.
All right.
And they were wondering which airport should they fly into?
West Great question.
South Florida International or whatever the
I
other
would
one
say,
is.
I would I'm sorry. It's been a long morning, and I'm just feeling all giddy. Cape Coral. To have them fly into Cape Coral Airport.
But as a backup, Mike, don't you also like the Kim International Jetport?
No, they
well, want to
fly.
Anymore.
They want to. If they're coming first to Captiva, they won't have much of a choice. They want to fly to. They want to fly to Fort Myers, Southwest Regional. RSW is the code. It's in fact,
RSW.
I was there less than an hour ago, dropping my lovely bride off, and she's leaving me. By the way,
well, that's nice.
Yeah, she's leaving me. No, so yeah, Southwest, and then of course, you know, you do have the option of flying Allegiant, which is up there, I think, in Punta Gorda or Port Charlotte. But I would recommend coming into coming into regional Southwest, Southwest Florida Allegiant, International Airport.
Isn't that the, don't they employ Harrison Ford as their pilot?
Yes, they do. Yes, we're going to, he'll be featured in news you may not need today. So we're
good.
Very excited about that. The thing about it, if you're coming down to the Southwest Florida area, that's the main airport, and it's also the closest airport to Captiva when you're coming down to the beautiful barrier island of Captiva, Florida. But if you happen to be Billy Fasillo, the huge guy that has all the car dealerships, you could fly into Page Field and fly into the private area with the huge on the tail, which I witnessed one day when I was eating a burger from Steak and Shake.
In the car.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yes.
As you stalked him.
Is that huge?
And I'm sorry, Caleb, you know, with the tragic relationship with Kim, that you're not getting a little winter getaway either.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, no. No. Just going to get more snow today. Got over a foot yesterday. So.
Is it wet snow, Caleb?
Nope. It's actually been so cold. It's nice and fluffy, so it's easy shovel and snow blow.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, today it's supposed to be wet and heavy, so.
Was
heavy, kind of like Kim was, right? You probably hit the alarm again. Come on, wake up. Jeez.
I was enjoying the joke too much. Sorry,
I know. Okay, Caleb, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
Being the only call for a wide open.
Thank you. Well, it was a quality call.
It was a quality call.
It was wicked good.
Yeah, he's not gone yet.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
Can we hang up on
him?
Yeah, we can hang up on him.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Oh, man, I've wanted to ask him about Wicked Tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Is Wicked fish. Tuna out of Maine, Oscar? Is that where that?
No, but
is it like Gloucester?
I think Wicked Tuna was Kim's nickname.
Gloucester.
Never mind. I can't beat that. He capped off the comedy pyramid.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara live on Facebook.
Oh,
you know why
Facebook
I'm checking
live.
In with you? Because
the
right
face.
Now we're checking in and taking your live calls on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me give you the phone number. It's right over here to my left. It's 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-6673. It's Wide Open Wednesday, which means we take your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you. It would be great if you could get on the line to get on the air. We could chat with you. And right now I'm noticing that I've got 9 people that are paying attention. To this right now. Oh, it's jumped up to 11, but,
11.
You know, I will tell you, Oscar 11. And I were talking about how the Facebook Live, not as much juice as it's had in the past, but
waning.
Then I got off the show and I saw that I had 580 people that had been checking in, and that's not the same kind of number if I was, say, Lady Gaga. But
no.
It's still pretty good for me. Got
pretty
40
impressed.
Of you now saying hi to Michael Whittington, Scott Shorter. Scott Shorter, oh, that's fantastic. How you doing, little fella? Great to have you checking in right now. Let me give that phone number out again. It's 888-920-6673. If you call us right now, you're going to get right through on the Mike O'Mara Show. We would love to hear from you, even if you just want to say happy belated Valentine's.
Wide Open Wednesday.
Of course. That'd be fantastic if you could do that. So that's all I got.
Yeah. Mike, tell them your wife left you today.
Yeah, that's right.
She flew up to, you know, I'm not sure I want to joke about that because, you know, our relationship teeters on the edge of disaster so often that I feel that if I got happy, if I would be joking about that. No, the fact is she went to visit her grandma, my son's Gammy up in Virginia.
Yes.
And then she will be coming back a week from today, whereas I will be flying to Virginia on Friday to see my daughter in Steel Magnolias, put on by the University of Mary Washington Theater Department, and that's good and good. Let's take another phone call, shall we?
Shall we?
The lines are open at 888-920-6673. Hello, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel, you're my brother. Isn't that how the song goes?
Daniel is leaving tonight on a plane.
That's wonderful. What can we do for you, Daniel?
No, I saw you go live right now, so I figured I'd call in. I just got
See,
to
that's
work.
Cool. And you know, when you do that, you don't have to have any real agenda because
call in.
I asked and you responded immediately.
You
and
call,
that's the
we answer.
Technology. Where are you calling from, Daniel?
I am calling from Stockton, California.
How are you doing out there with everybody in NorCal with all that horrible rain and dam and all that? What's the very latest on that? What's going on?
Well, we're dry today, but yesterday we were soaking wet.
So are they thinking that they're going to get this situation fixed with the largest dam, or not?
Where, like, is it just a bunch of rock bags that are holding back the water? What's
sandbags,
the
story? Oscar.
Rock bags.
Well, they're actually putting boulders in the breach of the spillway.
I read stories.
Yeah, but are they in bags though?
By the way, that was my DJ name when I worked in Herndon, Virginia.
What?
My name was Breach Spillway. I was a country DJ.
Oh, I thought you played the rock bag.
Let's see what's in the rock bag on the Breach Spillway get together.
Daniel, how is it going? What's the latest out there?
Tell you the truth, Mike, I really don't pay attention to that stuff. As long as we're not flooded here in Stockton, I'm okay.
That's right.
So as long as it's not in your backyard, who gives a f*** about anybody else? I understand, Daniel. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Guys rock, man.
And I remember Stockton. I remember the calls from Stockton. That fits in with the Stockton mentality.
You know, it's nice that he didn't get, he didn't big time us, because what you don't know, that's the mayor of Stockton, California.
Let's take another call. Hello, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Owings Mills, Maryland.
How are things in Owings Mills, Jim?
OM. How you guys doing?
Mike, this is not our fault. This is not our fault in D.C.
OM is Owings Mills. Do they people really do refer to that as Owings Mills is OM? Do they really?
That's hip. That's what the millennials do. All the Owings Mills millennials.
Olney, O-Town.
I'm going to hang out in Annapolis, which is A, and then I'll drive down to OM.
No, that's Naptown, Mike. Naptown.
Yeah. Or, Mike, you could go up and see the Orioles in BM. Baltimore, Maryland.
Sir, have you ever been to Deal?
Yes.
What do you think of Deal?
It's okay. I've only been there once.
Tragic town, right?
Mm.
It's interesting. You know,
can I tell you why I bring it up?
Go right ahead, Mike.
I bring it up because back in the day, back when we did the Don and Mike show in the morning and then in the afternoon, whenever we would do any audience participation stuff where we'd have like people lie to their spouse, or there'd be some horrible divorce story or something that could really get a prize if they had some tragic deal, people would always call and lie to us.
And not well.
And we'd end up catching them in the lie. And that would be the bigger bit than the actual contest of telling stories. How about that? That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
No, it's nice, though, because it has a geographic center.
Can I get a response? It's hard enough to do this.
Yeah.
Without, I was asking the caller, and then you just jumped right in.
Rob.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
what's
I'm sorry about that.
It's his show.
Mm-hmm. Rock it's, bag.
It's my show. What?
I think it's interesting, Mike, but I'm not here to lie to you.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad. That's good. Why don't you speak with Rob? Because Rob obviously wants to chat.
So what are your plans for the day, sir? What are your big plans for the day?
Oh, that's good. I'm really glad I kicked it over to you. That's incredible. That'll elicit something special.
It could.
What are you
never
doing
can
today?
Tell.
Well, I got a doctor's appointment, and then I'm going to pick up Kim.
That would be awesome.
Go ahead. You can answer, sir. What are you doing today in OM?
I'm slaying the dragon, Mike.
Oh, he's at work right now.
You're at work. Good for you. That's wonderful that you're taking the time out of your busy work day to check in with us on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we love our Maryland listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We truly, truly do.
Huge contingent.
If you ever get down to the Eastern Shore, check out our friend Don O'Brien. Don is doing a radio show, and I believe runs a Hitler youth camp down there now. Don O'Brien, who was a wonderful, funny, goofy, happy-go-lucky disc jockey, and then he went all goofy down there.
I have his website, Mike. It is Don O'Brien's all-white personal betterment camp.org.
Okay, sir, thank you. Owings Mills, thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, man.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
So it's wide open Wednesday.
I think also the flavor of the calls.
I love it, by the way.
Right?
I truly love these
guys either waking up as they would in on the West Coast,
right?
Or B, guys in the office calling when they know they shouldn't be calling.
Oh, is that why the tone is sort of low?
Yeah, because that's the tone. I'm in my cube or am I in my office, but I need to call.
But wide open Wednesday, we can't quit you. We get two calls, we get three calls, we get four calls. I just, for whatever reason, can't give it up. And that's why we're taking another one right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. That took a long time. Did you? Are you surprised that we picked up the phone this quickly? Talk when I talk.
It's the fifth time I tried, and I thought, oh, they're not going to pick up, so I put it on speaker this time.
Oh, now you are here. What is your name, my friend?
My name is Pat, and I'm from York, Pennsylvania, but I'm down here in Punta Gorda in your neck of the woods.
Ooh, oh, yes. We fancy just mentioned, schmancy. Or as Jimmy Cerrito would pronounce it, Punta Gordo.
Fuzzies. Well,
yeah, we were
dirty to me.
I drove through that that hamlet just this past weekend. So how are you enjoying our fabulous Florida weather, my friend?
Oh, a little less wind would be good so I could get out and fish, but it's beautiful. It's great.
Oh, you're a fisherman. Have you been to Master Baiter?
Oh, Master Bait really and Tackle.
Oh, sorry.
It's Master Bait and Tackle. A great T-shirt.
The reason I was calling was over the holidays, some jerk broke out my back window. And I wanted to know if I could get a new Whip 'em Out Wednesday sticker.
Sir, you may be calling the wrong program.
I what? Do have a WoW sticker. Like I still okay. have
from the back in the day. Yeah.
I can send it to you, sir, if you want it.
My car.
You know, the Opie and Anthony show, you know, you can't argue with the success of that promotion. The idea, the very concept of picking a day of the week and telling women, but it might want to have that alarm ready.
Yes.
Telling women to open up their blouse and show their boobs, that caught the fancy of a large segment
different
of
time.
Americana.
America was ready. Today. It was a different country then, Mike, and they were ready for the winds of change.
Was your window blown out in an altercation, sir? Did somebody throw a rock?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, you just made that up.
Oh, he's doing a bit.
Goose.
What a silly goose.
And by the way, it's really not windy down here, so I'm not sure whether you're lying or not.
Oh, no. It's supposed to get up near 20 today, and you can't be out on a... 25-foot boat, you can, but it's
when
not fun.
When are we supposed to get winds in the... you know, a cold front is coming. I'm looking at that right now. So cold. Ooh. So later on this afternoon, it's... you know, I know it's like 20-mile-per winds up in Punta Gordo. Down in Fort Myers, it's actually the winds are in negative numbers.
Oh, how nice.
You got to be so careful because it'll suck the wind out. So how long are you in our beautiful area for, sir?
Probably a couple more days. I was down in the Keys... and then I stopped to visit a friend up here, and as long as they want me to go out fishing, I'll be hanging around.
So are you kind of between jobs right now, where you can kind of do what you want, whatever you want? Is that, or are you retired? What's going on?
You could put it that way. Kind of between, but not in any hurry.
Oh, so he's a vagrant.
He could be in the witness protection program.
Yeah, that's true.
Drug runner. Who knows?
Really, to be honest with you, if you're in that state right now, Key West is the place to go. Because there are guys anywhere from their mid-20s till 75, 80 years old where they just, you know, they get to Key West, they sit on the sidewalk, and they take their shirts off, and they stay.
Well, I was down in Marathon, and I'd probably still be there, but the wind, I have a kayak,
no problem with
and
wind,
the wind was just a little too strong.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got other concerns. Like, are you a toupee wearer?
No.
Because you're really worked up about the wind.
Well, if he's got a kayak, Rob, I guess the
type
winds
of fishing
are problematic.
As well.
If you don't have like a large fishing boat, if you're
he
in a
should
kayak,
buy a sailboat.
I don't care what kind of boat you have. I mean, if it's under 30 feet, if you have winds get above 10 miles an hour, it's just not fun
if
to
you
be
have
out
a
there.
30, if you have a 25-foot boat, you could go out in a 20-mile-an-hour chop, but it would be rough. But the kayak, you'd probably drown. I mean, that's why I'm mentioning you seem to take offense at the kayak comment.
Yeah.
No, it's Rob's talking about fishing when he has no idea.
Yeah, you know what? Rob is an a-hole.
That's right. Yeah. Never been fishing. Hey, don't even eat the fish.
What type of bait do you use?
Shrimp, pinfish, anything, ballyhoo, whatever you can catch or net or buy.
Nice. Do you enjoy the Mike O'Mara show when you're out fishing?
No, not while I'm out fishing.
Well, were you distracting, too jarring?
When do you listen to the Mike
O'Mara
show?
Well, not when I'm in the kayak.
The fish.
I listen to it. Usually in the car.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's fine.
He listens,
that's
Mike.
Good.
He does.
That's good. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Oh.
That's not a hard question for a fisherman.
Well, unless he's caught a lot of big fish.
No. Probably about a nothing great. About a 15-pound tuna.
Tuna!
That's it. You know what? I'd be happy with that one. Yeah. A 15-pound tuna.
Yeah. Caught one of those in college.
Listen, enjoy Florida. I wish you nothing but success. That was very funny with the Whip It Out Wednesday joke. And Rob will not continue to hate you. Thanks for the call. We appreciate that, sir. That's it. Well, it's been another series of phenomenal calls for Whip It Out Wednesdays.
The radio equivalent of a 15-pound tuna is what we just had.
What
it was
catch.
Great.
You know, and as far as the you know, the Whip It Out Wednesday joke, one of us got excited about that joke.
Yes.
So that's it.
I find his enthusiasm contagious.
Very, very exciting. Lots more great fun coming up. By the way, we'd be more than happy to take more of your phone calls at 888-920-6673 when we continue. But right now, we've got to take care of our fine advertisers, and we'll be right back on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You okay?
Saru? I'm not from Calcutta. I'm lost.
Howrah station is enormous. You must have been freaking out. I once went through there on a pilgrimage to Puri, and I missed my connection twice.
You didn't speak Bengali?
Oh, I didn't even know it was called that. How long were you on the train? A couple of days. A couple of days. Saru, what was your hometown again? Ganesthali. I must have it wrong, because it doesn't exist. But there must be something else that you do remember. The platform. I fell asleep on had this big rain tank, and it was only a few stops from Ganesthali.
Oh, there are thousands of stations with rain tanks.
Look, it was a long time ago.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Thanks for that clip from Lion Rob Spiewak. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air.
Do you remember?
The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners, get it. And if you're here, you're sitting.
I applaud the fact, Mike, you are bringing a lot of Dave Kellogg to the show today.
Just in the mood on Right Open Wednesday. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our program today brought to you by Lost My Name. I love my little guy. Going to miss him being gone for a week. I love reading to him. It's our bonding time. He loves his favorite book, Lost My Name. The book is all about him. They take the letters of his name, create a story around it. It's like nothing I've ever seen. When I heard that there was a company out there that was creating books with a kid's name, I figured the same old, same old. I've seen it before. Where they
right.
just pop in Michael. No. What they do is they create an entire story based on the letters of his name. It's so unique. It's such a cool idea. Each story is 100% unique for your special someone, whether it's a grandson, granddaughter, son, daughter,
nephew
just
niece,
a friend. Anybody, it's really awesome. They follow the letters of their name through the book. They discover the stories all about them. The perfect gift for birthdays, baby showers, or just because you want to do something special for somebody. It's really great. Plus, Lost My Name also offers other one-of-a-kind personalized products that you can make in just minutes. Just go to lostmy.name. That's a funky little website. I want you to remember that. Lostmy.name. Enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. And if this is a friend that you're sending this to, will be
home
a hero.
Rush.
Oh, it is a hero.
To you.
Hero.
Once again, listen up. Unusual address. Lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off. Plus, shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait to get your child their own personalized bedtime story. Visit lostmy.name. Use the TMOS code and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot about that. You'll be without your boy for a few days.
Yes, and then I fly out to see my daughter in Steel Magnolias, and she's been radio silence, I think.
Yeah.
She's working her ass off, getting ready for
tough show week. Show week is tough.
The Big Show, I believe the debut will be tomorrow evening, as theatrical productions in college often are. So I will be giving her a call this afternoon just to, check in.
And, that's very cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I've seen a couple of pictures from backstage, and it looks like a great production. And what a I'm very blessed to have such a beautiful, talented
daughter.
And a long
trail leading up to this. And I mean, she's wanted to be an actress for so long.
Put in the work.
And she's really put in the work, and now she's got a lead.
Well, here's the way I look at it, and she's very realistic about it, too. I mean, she's very serious about pursuing this now, but she's also very realistic about the odds of really being able to pursue this as a career. But I will tell, I've told her this, and I will tell it to her again, that you you look back at this level of theater where you're, you know, getting leads in your college theatrical production, especially a college that has a theater department, and it's something you can take with you. And she's already eclipsed me with my college career as far as being on stage, and it's so much fun. And the memories are my theater memories, because you got to memorize all this crap. They're lifetime memories, and I remember shows that I was in, and
they begin to fade.
Don't we have a clip of Mike?
A little bit.
That's one of your later appearances, I believe.
Are you talking about the Captain Hook?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Mike,
do you really still have that?
As far as Catherine is concerned, when she first came to you and said, I want to go into the arts, what was your thought?
I was always encouraging, because I always loved going to her high school, middle school, grade school productions. I mean, I always loved that. There's never been a push by me about this.
You're not a stage dad.
The only push that I would say that that I contributed to her world was the fact that Catherine and my discussions about theater are like my dad and I used to talk about the Giants and the Red Sox.
That's
so
cool.
That's and Buddy Rich. That's
great overlap for you.
We've got that, and that's kind of where, you know, like she's totally into it, and she called me when she got the lead.
That's
I was
sweet.
The first one she called. I was thrilled about that. You know, she gets a lot of support from her mother and from me, and I think it's really cool. This is the one, though. This is the book the flight, get on a plane, ass up there.
Show you love
and this
her.
Really is the first time I will have ever gone to back-to-back shows a couple of nights in a row. I'm very excited about it.
Do you think, you know, you talk about you really can't push them into it because they'll end up pushing back, but as far as encouraging her, do you think this would really motivate her to be a performer?
Nobody!
Who is Nero?
Nobody!
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody!
I think I was 8 or 9 when this was done. Maybe 9.
According to my notes, Mike, this was your senior year of college.
This is when I played Captain Hook. Little Mike O'Mara. This is actually me, folks, if you're doubting for a second.
The dirtiest dog in this wonderful world.
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Still better than Christopher Walken.
Captain of Villainy. Murder and loot. Eager to kill any.
Best part's coming up.
Eager to kill
who say that my hook isn't cute.
Who say that my hook isn't cute.
And another guy says it's cute.
It's cute.
Then I have a dirty mouth. How about that? That's
oh. Slimy.
Verse
Rob
2.
Hasn't managed to turn the attenuator down.
My finger's on the switch, but I just can't seem to pull it down.
What I like about this performance, and I'm sorry I'm talking over it, is the choral contribution at the end. We have a major production. Listen, you actually can hear the vibrato in my voice. Very proud. It's actually kind of a wobble from the record. What a pride. Oh, Blimey Slimey, Captain Hook. Here's the dramatic crescendo of the piece when I do a little spoken word.
Oh, I love this part.
Listen to this.
Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Swiniest!
The creepiest?
Stop.
And the creepiest creep in the world.
Impeccable timing.
Yes.
I feel like we're all suffering. It's like watching slides.
You know, the backup group here went on to be the cast of Barney Miller.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
Jack Sue is in the chorus.
Yes, he is.
This is quite a long piece. I think I get credit for memorizing.
Oh, how about
this,
your parents or whoever gave you this record?
Yeah.
Well, the teacher actually made the record.
Oh,
she had the record
that's
made.
Right. Super
They sent
sweet.
It out to the class. It was like given at the end of the year.
Big deal. Big, big deal.
This is the big finish right here. The Scourge of the Sea, just a little
bit. The Scourge of the Sea.
And then I'll say captain, and then they all say hook, and then I go hook, hook, or I do, I don't know. Here we go. Big finish. Here it is. This is me.
That's nice.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful
yes.
thing. And I know some of your memory was a little fuzzy, but I know that if they asked you to step in, you could bring it back in a matter of one rehearsal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You are so there.
So, yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I love
well,
that.
Well, we're kind of hoping it does.
Well, yeah. But that's also when I was in single
you gave
digits.
Up. You
Thank
gave
you
up
much.
Theater early in your career, right?
I gave up
you
theater
didn't do summer
when I got
stock.
Out of... when I transferred out of Marist College into American University, I gave up theater and
did you do any shows with
radio.
Bill O'Reilly when you were at Marist?
No, you know, we were going to be in Guys and Dolls, but you know, Bill O'Reilly had a problem with the fit in the crotch of the sailor suit.
You made me spit water. How dare you?
Can the show title be "Who's the Swiniest"?
Who's the swine? That would be fine. Thank I would you. Be more than accepting. It's crazy. I've lost my place in the show. I've completely lost my
Perhaps
place
take a break
the
then?
It, does that, so this is the 25 break.
Yes, this now. Would be a good
We've time. Steamrolled through. All right. You just got me with that. I don't know where the hell I am on the planet right now.
Well, it's your buddy over there that requested
it's
it. I was
machine.
Just I just had it. That's all.
Right. Very good. Time to show your boobs today, ladies. We'll take a break. Come back with more stuff on the Mike O'Meara Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Meara, said we need new promos, and 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
The oxen.
I love it.
I like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We want you to purchase our bonus packages. That's a big way to support the show. All your favorite MOS things. Distilled into a sensational sixth hour. No commercials, no censorship, freewheeling, 100% organic. It is freewheeling. It is
no,
definitely.
I have no idea what's going to happen when we turn it on.
It's the definition of freewheeling.
It is.
A weekly comedic journey, and we never know where we'll end up. But we do know that you'll love it. Just subscribe to the TMOS bonus package, please.
Whether your name is Marcus or Michael.
You'll get full access to all of the fabulous content of the Mike O'Meara Show. And here to tell you how great it is one of the fabulous characters that we've had for a long time. You know him as Salad Finger. Salad Finger, come in and tell everybody about the Mike O'Meara
Don't
Show bonus packages, please. Thank you.
Hello.
Boo.
Hey, Sal.
Would you like to purchase the bonus packages?
Willie.
This is Cumberdale. If you buy a TMOS bonus package, I'm going to take a knitting needle.
No.
No.
And put it through my forearm. Oh, look, we just sold one now. Here goes. Thank you much, Lee. I'm a little droplet of blood.
Anyway, whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done for only pennies a day. You can be a part of the fun. The TMOS bonus package, order it right now. We'll see how Salad does. Salad Fingers.
Sal.
Sal. We'll see how Sal does selling the bonus
Sal
package.
Sal sells cars.
See how that works out. I fancy myself as a dedicated family man. I love my son. I love my wife. I am trying to be a good father. I am desperately losing control of the situation.
How?
I am having more moments than I can care to count where we just totally lose it. Last night was his pull-up diaper that he wears at night because he's just recently potty trained and we don't want to have an accident. He is just willful that he does not want to put it on. We've taken to threatening him by getting rid of toys if he doesn't. That doesn't work. He challenges me. He looks me dead in the eye and says, like, his F eyes off. Say, bring it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've given.
You won't be around forever, old man.
Screw you. It sucks. Grandpa.
I think, could it be the only child thing that we maybe dote on him a little? The child gets his every whim. Now, hold on a second. You know what? Go ahead. Go ahead, Bolivia. Bring it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Mike.
Because I'm ready. Listen, this for me is I am ready to hear all sides, even from childless people.
Okay.
Oh, you mean people that are too selfish to ever give the gift of life?
Yes, to others. Yes.
Or responsible.
Okay, so, yes. Do you think we dote
Mike,
a little bit?
Look, I was wrong when it came to the potty training. I admit that, right? Carla was right. I talked to the experts. I talked to my sister.
This.
She was right.
The potty training was, she was beyond right. She was so right that... I mean, he made the transition and bam, it was over.
Yeah.
There was no gradual. There was no. And to be perfectly honest with you, the whole pull up diaper thing, I'm thinking he might be in the right. He doesn't like it. It's uncomfortable. But he didn't pee last night. He came out of his room today. He'd taken the thing off. There was no wet, no nothing. And he was ready. And then he peed 5 minutes after he got out of bed.
Mike, but this is the problem. And it's kind of been an ongoing theme with you and Carla.
Yes.
There's got to be a united front, right?
Yes.
So if you don't have the united front, then he's getting mixed signals. And I don't blame little Michael for saying, no, mommy's going to back me up as soon as daddy has an issue.
But it's not really that. Let me explain to you where the united front crumbles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The united front crumbles. It's not that Carla's saying, go ahead, do whatever you want, and daddy's saying no, or daddy's saying whatever. And what happens is when he gets into his zone, mommy and daddy both get uptight, and mommy and daddy tend to start sniping at one another.
What zone?
When he gets into his no zone, where he doesn't want to do something, where he's misbehaving, you know, where he doesn't want to say, Michael, pick up your room. Michael, pick up your room.
You got
no,
any Kenny Loggins?
And stuff like that. What was that?
I'm just asking him to push a button, for God's sakes. Little danger zone, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah,
that's all I want
to
hear.
I'm listening to the man.
Why
talk.
Don't you move your hands and listen?
All right.
So they were sniping with each other. The thing is, see, when Robin and Oscar start sniping, I actually calm down.
It's so true.
It's totally true. Do you notice that, Pony?
I see it every time.
We're like methadone for you.
Yes.
When Oscar and Rob are a unified front against me, I turn into, seriously, you could put me in an institution.
Right.
My level of insanity could be institutional level. They're a unified front. When they're not,
content. We'll snipe back and I'll say, here you go, jackass. This will be the best thing that happened to you since someone brought up ONA.
Okay. Right. So the danger zone.
The danger zone.
When he's
you turn,
in the danger when he oh right. God, this is a classic.
Kind of wish I'd read the situation like that before he said, "Can you play some Kenny Loggins? Oh, it's amazing."
Well, I'm just asking you to push a button.
Yeah, just trying to serve the host of the show who didn't want a music bed for this story. I promise you.
I don't know if it's that or your ham hands are atrophied. I just don't know.
They're not going to feel Mike atrophied right when they punch you in the face.
I'm prepared to agree with
You're
Oscar
feel
on
lively.
The fact that we are not a unified front in that we snipe at each other. We have the same goal, which is do what you're supposed to do, but we kind of like... This is the example I want to give you today. So we're dedicated to this little guy getting on the ice and getting his little skating lessons. He has them before school on Wednesday. They're flying out at about 11 this morning. We figured, well, he's got the 8 a.m. little skate thing. He's up. We're up. I can do the show. Let's just get him over to the skating center.
And 8 a.m. is not a big deal because he gets up at before 6.
He's up.
But yeah,
he's had the snot bubbles for, it seems like, since September.
All school semester.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Carla says it's normal. And I can't counter it. I said, well, I don't remember this being with my daughters. And he said, well, you weren't there when your daughters were having that.
Oh, sick burn.
So that was kind of, yes, it's a bit of a burn. So the classic example, I'm tightening his skates. And if I don't tighten his skates vigorously, his ankles wobble and it's tougher for him. Right,
right. Right.
And
injury.
So when, you know, and when I'm tightening his skates, mommy, this hurts. Well, hurt is also uncomfortable. Excuse me. Let me puke while I'm telling this story. Jesus.
You're very, very emotional. Christ. I understand. Bring it up again. So, we'll vote on it.
So I'm tightening his gate, and then he says, it hurts. And as soon as mommy hears it hurts, she springs to action and loosens his gate. And I'm saying to her that that's where I'm not hurting the child.
Right.
I am tightening his skates like you tighten skates. Have you ever seen when they show the Olympics on TV, the way they tighten their skates?
Oh, yeah. Circulation's almost lost.
I don't do that with him. I just want to make sure he's got ankle support. And sure enough, today he went out on the ice and the ankles were going like this. And the teacher had to take him over to the side and retighten them. But that's the type of thing where we kind of can go in another
mixed
direction.
Signal.
Well, it is a mixed signal.
He's got
signal thing.
Both wrapped around his finger.
And you theorized earlier, is it because he's an only child? I don't think so. I don't think that has to do with it. I think
is it cultural?
It's not cultural. I know you love that theory, but I don't think that's
because
what do you mean culture? What? Irish and like Hungarian?
No, no, no.
Eat your potatoes and drink your beer.
Mike.
Right.
Latin.
I mean, I'm 54% Irish.
Latin families love to beat their
kids. I did the test on the client that didn't want to come on the show. Bite me. Anyway.
Latin families love to beat their kids, right?
Sure.
It's part of their DNA. And
right.
then
and
I
that might just be you.
No, every Latin kid I know is still beating their kids. Right?
Okay, good.
It's not good. It's the lazy way to parent, but it's effective in certain ways. And
see, I don't know whether it is.
Well, again, just let me finish my point here. I was talking about to Shannon that if we ever have kids, I'm probably going to beat them, but I'm not going to make it public, right?
Right.
And just because that's how
so
I...
So not only are you going to be a bad parent, you've already got a plan to hide
there
it.
There will be spanking, yeah. Right?
Sure.
So I've spanked.
Yeah.
I've spanked.
And
on maybe four occasions I've spanked.
And about right.
And I will tell... Can I tell you how I feel when I spank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is... And I am not using the term lightly. It is soul-sucking to me.
I agree.
It is soul-sucking. And every time I do it, I feel like a complete and total failure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's harder not to spank. That's truly. But who's
only
got
reason
time?
I do it is because I think with a little boy, sometimes you just have
structure.
To do it to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Rob, I don't know, did you ever spank Robert?
Robert or, got or spanked. Julia, never. No.
Okay, yeah, I never spanked my daughter.
But, yeah, that's what she did. That's why she's turned out to be such a rotten kid. Robert has
been. I
like
been, it when you really get. That's real Rob right there that you get really exasperated with him right
there. The thing with Robert is that he dealt with temper issues because he was on steroids for a long time. And
right.
So I can remember thinking, and that was when he was a baby bodybuilder, which was a career. Yes, yeah, right.
You tell the famous story about him taking out the car seat and
throwing it at
his mother
on the highway. I think Robert has been spanked maybe a half a dozen times in his life. What we did more with him was restrain him.
Yeah.
Like almost put him in a bear hug until he calmed down.
Okay, get that raged.
But yeah, but
under control.
I think one thing, Mike, is when you are a similar temperament to a child, and I think he has a lot of traits that he shares with you, I think you're going to butt heads with him more often.
I thought you were going there. Are you saying that I have the temperament of a 3-year-old?
I'm not. I'm saying he's a very...
Is that what you just went out of your way to
say?
He is a mature child.
Little Michael has little jeans that turn into little jean shorts when he gets upset.
Yeah, and they rip.
Baby
yes. They turn green.
No.
So
would you say that you...
Well, I
you,
know he's got a temper.
Yeah,
I know he's
and
got
you
the Irish
share
temper.
You share some traits with your son, as I do with mine.
What
and
the hell
when
is that supposed to mean?
Similar. Your heads are going to butt. And also, yeah. There's another parallel that I see here that Robert is different with me. Now, Robert is now 13, okay? So, you know, it's been a long time since he's been a 3-year-old, but it's always been this way. He gets a better reaction from Carrie from, say, my skates are too tight. That's a good example.
Right.
I'm in pain. He might say, Dad, these are tight. And then he'd go to Carrie and he'd say, these are killing me. Because you've got two different faces for two different parents. So I think you need, I really can't speak because Robert's a spent case now. I mean, that's
who's the heavy in your relationship? You or Carla?
Oh, boy.
You know what? Okay. I get jokes.
I'm sorry.
I do get jokes. You mean who's the enforcer? Who's
yes,
the bad cop?
Yes.
I'm probably the bad cop more than the good cop.
Yeah.
When I come up, but I have an amazing relationship with him and I have a lot of fun. I spent an hour last night with his little Lego motorcycle, putting it together, this teeny tiny Lego motorcycle, which, by the way, you could be, I don't think there are friggin' neurosurgeons that, that have smaller things that they put in the human body.
Oh, I know.
I was just trying to put this thing
You're
together.
You're not an A-fole, Mike?
Honey, bring the tweezers. The first time Robert did a Lego thing, I said, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and you see them, they give you these massive instructions for all this stuff. But it was fine. He liked it. He loved it.
But when you are the enforcer, which I am, I'm the tough guy.
You're the tough guy?
Believe it or not. When it comes down to discipline, I'm the guy that has to do it. It actually strengthens the relationship. Because
no more butter.
That's right. A kid craves discipline.
Did you ever threaten to take things away?
I have taken things away.
Yeah, he took the computer away, remember?
Like permanently?
Right?
For an entire summer, I took away the computer,
All right.
In the
was
safe.
Was that the John Dillinger episode?
That was the Julia
Jellybean.
Julia Jellybean incident,
Jellybean. It's parenting. I love the child. The cold thing, I'm told continuously that it's normal.
It'll be over by the time he's out of high school.
I'd love a snot-free month. I would love a snot-free
month. Does Carla ever
put that on
say,
a t-shirt.
Your father has the final word? Like, you're the I remember as
the final arbiter?
As a young man, my mom would always say that, and it was my dad said something, it was that was it.
That's funny. Hold on just a second. How'd that go again? Your
father
your
has
would
a,
say
your father has the final word.
Let me enjoy that for a second. Your father has the final word. And I look down and I go, you're damn right I do. And then everybody falls into line.
Your father has the final word and the backyard full of unicorns.
Father wasn't home a lot.
That's
it
true.
Don't roll that way. But I was used. My father was used with me, too. I mean, I knew like 6 o'clock when that door would open that if I had really pissed off my mom, God rest her soul, that the hammer would arrive at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It was extremely rare because she didn't like to lay. Here's the thing. And this is what kids should know. Hey, for all the 5 and 6 and 7 year olds out there, listen up. Yeah. Here's the key. Like, if mommy's the stay-at-home mom and dad's coming home from work, she's going to threaten you saying she's going to tell dad, but she really doesn't want to tell dad because she doesn't want to pee all over his Wheaties after he's been slaying the dragon all day long. You see?
It's like a nuclear bomb. You have to have it as a threat, but you don't want to set it off.
That's
because
parenting.
Just
going to
put him in a crap mood for the whole
thing.
Exactly.
My mom would narc on us all the time, and those beatings when he'd come home from the office, let me tell you.
Would the house just calm down after that, or would everybody just would it just be the sound of clinking glasses and whimpering?
No, it was quiet because they had to go to urgent care, so no one was home.
Urgent care? They're doctors. They're like, oh, that's not going to bleed out. Go to bed, kid.
He's A-okay. Oh, I'm so sorry you grew up with
it's
that.
Okay,
Saru.
Mike, it's man I am today.
That's Oscar's nickname will be Saru. That's a little
Saru. That is one cute kid.
On the train
when
Ryan.
I was watching those clips, that kid is cute. Cute. Wow.
Kid's adorable. Most adorable child I've ever seen on film.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to get Rob Spiewak's real take on the Grammys. There's been a lot of post-Grammy buzz.
Yes.
Between Adele and Beyonce and this and that and Lady Gaga.
21 Pilots.
You were posting, 21 Pilots. You were posting your ass off. I want to see what your thoughts. I flapped my gums about it, but I never gave you a chance to. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob, because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately. If you want to have your message read on the Michael Mara Show, please send an email to rob@michaelmaraShow.com. As always, Rob with two Bs.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards, and because they ship the perfect amounts, you, my friends, don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Carla and I are addicted to Blue Apron, and she knows Blue Apron backwards and forwards. It's like Christmas when the package from Blue Apron comes. This month, you could be eating cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad, crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad, or udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. Wow. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And Rob Spiewak, because we've had a little bit of a glitchy-itchy today, you'll have to tell me where we are.
Okay, we're fine. We got about
looking at zeros, my friend.
Okay, we got about eight or 9 minutes here. We'll be good.
All right, very good. I didn't need that. Just need you to play me out.
Okay, perfect. You got it.
Yeah, let's make it 7 minutes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, maybe
no,
six.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Or five.
It's a united front, Mike.
Four is
whatever
good.
You want.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Thank you for enjoying that break on the Mike
O'Mara
Show.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Very good. Hey, good luck, and we'll be back to begin. So Rob Spiewak goes absolutely nuts, so much so that I took my Beyonce post down because I thought people were piling on Beyonce because and the latest yesterday was Carlos Santana, who said something along the lines of Beyonce's not a singer.
Right.
And, you know, this is kind of what I said in the show the day after the Grammys, because Beyonce has all the bells and whistles, but the voice, you know, I really just don't think the voice is there. So that's it. But there just was a lot of buzz around Lady Gaga and the mic drop, and you were all over the Grammys. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days.
I watched it. It was horrible. I watched it very close. I did bail at, I think, 11:30. The show did
right
run
over. Right
at the
end?
Yeah, the show ran over.
Why would you bail for like 15 minutes left?
Because I was tired.
Did they
have
the Prince tribute before you bailed?
I saw the Prince tribute and the death reel. Yeah, I saw that, which was really why I was.
The death reel blew.
Well, because screw them.
Like, not enough big names died,
I felt. How could the death reel blow in a year like 2016?
It didn't. He's just being him.
I want it to be a little more magnanimous or something better than just what they did, because so many famous people died. It was the same reel with just John Legend singing.
No, John Legend sang into the reel, and then what they did is they actually showed performances of the people doing their work, and then John Legend played them out.
So how you love death more than anyone.
I adore it. I'm craving it right now.
You love the death reel. You love the. There's something about the whole, you know, I'm sorry that you love that thing.
They
so
did
how a, was the
they
death,
did
death
a beautiful beat? Job of it. John Legend sang God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Okay.
Beautiful song. Into
God
it.
God Only Knows That. Is that the?
Yeah. What be without you?
Okay. All right.
And then the reel itself didn't have a music bed. It was actually produced with people doing their performances and
like songs. A mashup.
Yeah, a mashup. Good. Millennial word that they were associated with. So that was good. Or collage, montage.
Would
want
be
another
to be the
word.
Announcer for the death reel. I always thought that I could do a good job.
Well, what would it be?
How would it go?
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, that's great. Love it when it works. Something like this.
Death. The final frontier. The boy.
Like a
the
Star
abyss.
Trek?
You're all worm food. Here's a list of people that bought the farm.
And no video clips, just a list?
I just thought it'd be fun. I just make it really Darth Vader.
But also, a different take would be if somebody walked out with like the Dead Sea Scrolls. And just said, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, and then
with
start reading the names of the bells.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, the whole reason I'm talking about this is I wanted to find out, did you think it was, I mean, what
it was horrible. And I think the reason why is that I think in the past they have done a better job to bring in different demographics. And they didn't do that age demographic-wise, I should say. And they did it in a very clever way in the past where they would pair an act, say, that was hot maybe 15 years ago with someone who was a young up-and-comer. That's a great way to not only include parents, middle-aged people with their kids, but also it exposes two varieties of music to two demographics at the same time.
Maybe all those people that they thought of doing something like that with died.
Could be.
And
it could very well be.
I'll throw this out.
Hey, we can't do Prince. He's dead.
If I'm going down the old fart highway, feel free to let me know. But, but I'm going to say it this way.
That's every highway, Mark.
Growing up a DJ and playing the hits, I remembered the line of demarcation. And the line of demarcation were the 1980s.
Yep.
The 1980s, now you can go back and go, oh, man, there was great music in there. No, in the 1980s, I felt the transition from artists that were creating mega hits.
Mm-hmm.
One after the other after that. I'm not talking about the fact that there weren't hits. There always have been hits. There always will be hits. I'm talking about mega artists that tapped a vein of pop culture where you had artists that were just churning them out. You had superstars. You get, ever since the 80s, I feel as though we have had the same kind of steady descent into catchy little tunes that really...
gimmicky tunes.
That don't resonate. And that's why when you watch the Grammys and you get an Adele...
yeah.
Or even a Beyonce, in Adele's case, raw talent. In Beyonce's case, a promotion machine where she get that's, you know, other than that, you get these people that show up once a year and they're gone in 2 years.
Yep.
And that's the way. And it hasn't always been like
that. No. And the other problem at play is you've got a bad host holding it together. If you're going to be funny, be funny. If you're going to host, but
magazine?
Don't do it halfway in between.
Texture magazine. Esquire magazine.
Esquire magazine
Texture,
on Texture.
The cover of Esquire, James Corden is on fire.
I wish
that's
he was.
That's what they're saying. That now, are we out of that out of touch?
No.
Is
no.
It just us?
No, because that carpool karaoke, it can only take you so far.
And that's
it's
that's
a clever idea,
wonder,
but yeah,
you know?
It is a one-hit wonder idea.
Yeah, at least Jimmy Fallon had a bunch of different bits he would do.
And
that would
Jimmy
go
Fallon always is trying different stuff that sticks to the wall. That's fine. But getting back to the whole music thing, is it me or is I just feel like the reason so many people are frustrated, and I will mention from their 20s through their 50s, like me, you get this situation where there's just. It's just this dreck that's out there.
I agree.
There.
I'm 100% with you. And even when they bring in something that should be, like they did a Bee Gees tribute that ended up looking like something from a Disney cruise ship.
It's horrible.
It was horrible. And you've got such an amazing catalog there to do something with. And they punted it. It
Could
was horrible.
Could it be that we were spoiled in past years when we'd had these great performances, when they finally got the formula right, where it was like performance, 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 performance. And then you had such a horrible process this year where you had a band like Metallica not just get not announced, but also their mic wasn't on.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's part of it. But I mean,
here's the thing. I don't think it's the lack of talent. I really don't think it's the lack. I think it's the lack of great music. I think it's the lack of a talent that can raise the bar so much that he churns out 20 hits. Where you've got an artist where you go, oh, my God, so-and-so's releasing a song. Well, outside of what? We have what? Adele?
The system, but the system isn't...
Bruno?
It's not built that way.
Even Bruno Mars. Yeah. I don't put Bruno Mars in it. I mean, Uptown Funk is a great record.
The Weeknd.
I'd like... But there were days where you would... The Weeknd. You would look at artists that would churn out 50 in a career. The
masterpieces
it's not
after
built,
masterpieces.
It's not built that way anymore, though, because
radio doesn't promote it the right way. And you're right.
No,
right.
They don't have the power to.
You're right.
It's not they don't do it the right way. Radio simply does not have the power to drive.
Here's the way I look at it, Oscar.
A superstar like this.
I feel as though all the things that we are valuing are wrong. We are valuing the image. We are valuing the celebrity. We are valuing the flash. We are not valuing the substance anymore. And because of that, it's not the artist's fault. It's the fact that it used to be the only way that you're going to attain that level of success is by putting something down on paper that sounds so great
right.
that you can't ignore it. Writing and all that, and it's just not like it used to be. I hate sounding like an old fart.
No, no, but Mike, the only way that... Okay, so KCJJ and The Wave... really they dictate their own playlists, right? So mm-hmm. they can decide what they want to play. But as you know,
why they're both, believe it or not, and I'm not saying this just because we're on there, that's why they're both exciting radio shows.
Yep. Yes. But most stations in America just take a playlist that's working in New York or LA and they play it across the country.
Right.
And it's the same. And I cannot tell you how much music I hear that sounds like the last record that I heard.
Oh, we've proven it, and it's particularly in a. I'd
we
say
we did it starting in the 80s. Man.
Country music is essentially the new top 40, because that is where the artists are really, really
they
promoting, and they're huge. But you can lay country record on top of country record in a multi-track recording, and they match up.
Yeah,
because it's so formulaic.
Say it on Nashville
every
week.
I cannot describe to you how special it used to be when Prince would come out with a new record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Michael Jackson would come out with a new record. It was just so wonderful, and it was like hit after hit after hit.
Or,
and then or Aerosmith, for example. Yeah. You know?
Well, there's that, too.
Remember those days, Mike?
Where the Go-Go 80s?
Or a record.
Well, that's when, hey, play this. Sounds good! who knows? We'll take a break, come back with news you may
hit
not need
after
this.
Hit after hit.
Do we need more payola?
Bump after bump after bump after bump. We'll take a break, come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it is me, Tony Perkins.
And it is me, Gary Von Trapp.
And on this week's episode of the show, we have the Sound of Music trivia game that Gary gives to me, which is unfair because he knows I hate the movie and haven't seen it since I was 10.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Also, a fascinating story about celebrity Anthony Anderson and his close relationship with his mother. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by Amazon. Please, please, we need somebody. Not just anybody. Not just anybody.
Right.
Here's a little known fact. In that song, John Lennon was trying to get the fans to shop through the Beatles' Amazon portal.
This is a true story about the song Help, Mike.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. That's the way I really should have read it. No, they didn't know about Amazon, the Beatles. The Beatles have broken up.
Oh, no.
This is true as well.
They no longer have an Amazon portal, but we do. So please, please us. Please, please us.
Yes.
The next time you were drunk when you wrote.
No, I was getting ready to be drunk.
The next time you go to Amazon, access it through our Amazon portal. We need your help. It doesn't cost any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support TMOS. We'll get by if we have a little help from our friends. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. And they bring it right to your door. We all live in this yellow submarine we call the Mike O'Mara Show. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart right next to Ellen and Rick. Then shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to hold your hand.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cue the news sounder, please. Thank you very much.
News.
Beatles.
Scarlett, is it Yo or Johansson?
Blow Hanson.
Oh, gross.
Oh, now stop that.
That's horrible.
Scarlett Johansson is in the process of terminating her second marriage, and it sounds like she's not going to let herself get locked down again. She tells the new issue of Playboy, good week for Playboy.
Yes.
Oh,
good week
for
Playboy.
A lot of run.
Here's the quote. I think the idea of marriage is very romantic. It's a beautiful idea, and the practice of it can be a very beautiful thing. I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person.
Oh.
I might be skewered for that, but I think it's work. It's a lot of work. Yes, Scarlett. Work.
Frankly, Scarlett.
And the fact that it is such work for so many people, for everyone, the fact that proves that it's not the natural thing, I think it definitely goes against some instinct to look beyond. Hoo-ah!
Well, she probably has a pick of the litter, right?
Yeah.
It's probably harder for her as it would be an A-list actor or actress
right.
to go through the motions like that when, you know, you've kind of outkicked your coverage, then you know what? I think that's all you got.
Yeah.
Henceforth, her name will be Scarlett Bone.
anyway. Bone Hansen.
Bone Hansen.
Bone Hansen. Harrison Ford had a little incident at John Wayne Airport. Rob referenced it earlier. That's in California, if you didn't know. John Wayne Airport in Burbank. He was bringing his private plane in for a landing, and he got cleared for one of the runways, but instead he landed on a taxiway that was parallel to the runway, buzzing right over a Boeing 737 that was waiting to take off. I'm surprised crap like this doesn't happen.
He should
often.
Stop flying, Mike. He missed his exit like an old man.
Sources say Harrison was even recorded by air traffic control saying, quote, was that airliner meant to be underneath me?
Oh, boy.
Landing on a taxiway is a violation of FAA rules. They're investigating.
Find that man.
If there's punishment, it could range from a warning letter to a suspension of his license. Harrison is regarded as an excellent pilot, although he's had a few scary incidents, including a pretty bad crash in Santa Monica in 2015. He's had some issues with his planes.
He's regarded as an excellent pilot by Rain Man. He's an excellent pilot.
Moving right along. Rolling Stone, here it is. I got 20 of the top 50 comics of all time.
Oh, cool.
I like the list, so I'm going to roll through it really quickly. 20, Mitch Hedberg, Albert Brooks, Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, Billy Connolly, Stephen Wright, Andy Kaufman, Bill Hicks, Robin Williams is number 12. That's my only real bone to pick on the list.
10.
Bill Hicks, number 13. Robin Williams was 12. Steve Martin, number 11. Don, if you're listening, they did put Steve Martin ahead of Robin Williams. He'll be happy to know that we battled
Long
over that for years.
Long-running feud, yes.
Mort Saul, Dave Chappelle, Bill Cosby at number 8, Jerry Seinfeld, Joan Rivers, Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Lenny Bruce, George Carlin at number 2, and numero uno, any guesses?
Man.
Gallagher. Freddie Roman.
Eddie Murphy.
Freddie Roman.
It's Gallagher.
Kip Adada. No, I'm sorry. It's...
Rob
Richard
Mayer.
Pryor.
Oh, okay. You know, that's
Richard
good.
Richard Pryor.
That's a good list.
Richard.
Richard.
So there, don't hide there from your feelings.
Was Eddie Murphy, did I miss that?
What's that?
Was Eddie Murphy on that list?
Eddie Murphy was not on Eddie
not
Murphy
top 20.
Not on the top 20.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe held off because of his lack of content overall. Because he did a few huge movies,
true.
But not a lot of content.
Just so great.
He is the
first,
best.
Ben Affleck quit as director of The Batman. And now there's a rumor going around that he wants to quit as the star. this comes from one of those web's shows called Collider Movie Talk. It's a web show.
All right.
What, like a podcast?
Yeah, Mike.
Or a web show.
We're getting a lot of run. Mainstream media.
I don't write them. Just cut and paste. Thank you. And he claims he got it from three people connected with the movie. The host said, quote, they're telling me Ben Affleck, make no mistake, he does want out. He doesn't want to be Batman anymore. If they do not let him out of being Batman, that the standalone Batman film that ultimately happens will be the last time we see Affleck. Who knows?
Well, he's got nothing
but... Batman, I can't write Batman. Thank you, Batman.
He's got
Batman.
Nothing but hate since he got a with the franchise, so he probably wants out. I wouldn't doubt
Thank
it.
The reason people use the cliche... that's the last time we will ever have a Batman story.
Mike, you dictate that.
Thank you.
All right.
The reason people use the cliche, it's like riding a bicycle, is because, in theory, we never forget how to ride one.
True.
It turns out that's not quite true.
Oh.
According to a new survey... I'm thinking full bush. I'm sorry. A new survey, 1 out of 8 adults say they can't ride a bicycle. That includes people who never learned and people who haven't ridden one for so long.
I take a pill that messes with my balance.
They forgot how. The survey found out it's also been 9 years since the average person went biking. How many people have been on a bicycle in the last month?
Month?
Show of hands. I have.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Pain like you would not believe, too. I was pissed. I know how to ride a bike, and I've ridden a bike, but it's the right hip.
I've used a deck of bicycle brand playing cards.
Excuse
okay. Thank you. Thank you. How's the working out going? Should we have a moment for that?
I know. I don't think it's time yet, Mike.
for the workout?
I think we're working towards a goal for the big reveal.
Yes.
Oh, that, yeah. But you're... I want to find out a little teaser.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something-something. Taco Bell is running a new contest where you can get married at Taco Bell.
Hey, ooh, Oscar.
Oh, chalupas.
Now it's not just any Taco Bell. It's fancier. It's in Las Vegas, and it's actually got a classic Vegas wedding chapel inside.
Oh, how nice.
To enter the contest, just post a photo or video on Twitter or Instagram about, quote, Taco Bell's role in your love story, and use the hashtag Love and Tacos Contest. You'll win a trip for six. Hey, how about that? The whole wedding party.
A trip for
six to Vegas, catered dinner at Taco Bell, and more. And it just leads me to what I've always said. I think it's a perfect fit.
What's that?
Remember, if God didn't want it to be eaten, he wouldn't have made it look like a taco. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, there you go. That kind of show today. Hey, you know, what are we going to do? We'll come back.
Send
with
a copy
audio
of that to Scarlett Bonhanson.
Thank you very much. We'll do that. Well, somebody's calling now. Sorry, too late. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Folks from all over TMLS Nation listen, and they get it.
This is Horny Bob Spiewak. I never, ever miss OmeraCast. Love it.
This is Carrie Spiewak, and I listen to Marcus Serta.
My name is Carla O'Mara, and I listen to OmeraCast.
After a long wait, OmeraCast is back, and better than ever. Catch up on the latest from The Mike O'Mara Show, Cake and Cookie, The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Tech 411, The Rob and Joe Show. Marcus Serta is the man that brings you the highlights from more broadcasting.
Make it your prerogative to listen and get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
There's something about his voice that I just so totally love. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Now more than ever, it's time to support free press and real facts, and magazines are your ticket to great investigative journalism. That's why Texture is the best. I love Texture. Reading my James Corden article.
Yeah, he's on fire.
You'll hate it. You'll hate it, Rob. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access, over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. The Texture app is totally searchable, so you can enjoy the articles you want to read, plus daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Plus, Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. So start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's a 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Feb 15. Take it away, Rob.
You know, it's almost a cliche, and I think it goes back to the movie Spinal Tap when they come out and they go, "Hello, Cleveland!" And you yell the state, the name of the venue, the city you're in, to get a rousing applause, which is why it's so great to go to Jiffy Lube Live and have people yell, "Hello, Bristow!
Bristow, you rule!"
Because they've just, Googled where it is.
And meanwhile,
they don't realize Bristow is basically a sheet station.
Yes.
That's all it is. But
nobody wants to live there.
This is great.
Hello, Bristow!
Guns N' Roses are playing in Australia. Their announcer, the guy that's brought them out for like the last 20 years, is a guitar tech. His name is Mick Bob. And they were playing in Melbourne, but he said, "Hello, Sydney." And so Guns N' Roses came out to literal boos.
Sydney! You know it's the best? Well, they're stuck in traffic. So here's what you get from Hollywood, Guns N' Roses.
So that's not the best way to start a show. Hello, Bristow.
That's so American. It's so stupid.
It is.
It's so arrogant. It's so don't sweat the detail. It's the effing city you're in. Give a rat's ass.
Figure it out, right? And meanwhile, people at home in America are keeping busy by doing important things like going through every Harry Potter movie and putting together a 6-minute montage of any time anyone in the movie says either Harry Potter or Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Frankly, I didn't think it would go that long.
In a weird way, I like the movies now better than I did when I was younger.
Oh, because you like young men?
No, it's because when I was younger, I was I was so annoyed with the love of this franchise.
Yes.
Right.
That when they're on the cable now, I'm like, oh.
So have you knocked out recently a Harry Potter
yes,
movie?
Yes, the original Harry Potter, which I thought I was like, okay,
the
I get it.
The first three I remember watching with the kids and thinking they were okay.
I had disdain towards them because everybody was reading them and throwing them in my face. It just became a whole thing.
He had a dain towards them? What does
disdain,
that mean?
Disdain.
Oh, disdain. Okay. Disdain.
Like our cable signal.
Exactly. We have a small disdain towards our cable
signal.
Why don't
you wrap this up so we can do our call?
I shall. Let's close. I want your take on this.
Yes.
I got two more tapes for you. This is weird. This is a Romanian Metallica fan site, and they said that the internet feed of Metallica on the Grammys had James Hetfield's microphone on.
Oh, my
God. And I don't
God.
Know how this
that
would
make
possibly
sense.
Work.
That could make sense.
How, though?
Because if they didn't pot him up on the send,
that's
then it
true.
Wasn't going to the room.
Could be. But anyway, I watched the tape. This looks to be genuine. This is the way it should have sounded with Gaga and Metallica at the Grammys. See, we didn't see it, hear any of this on the broadcast.
No, because you just heard him singing. But you know what? He didn't stop singing right away, so he heard himself in the monitors. He wouldn't have just kept mouthing words like
I don't know.
Like
I think,
moron.
I think he was. I saw him continue to sing but look pissed. I think he knew something was
wrong.
Well,
maybe he knew that the room wasn't mic'd, but he was singing and he got picked up.
Could be. Right? Anyway, so apparently, according to what's the other guy? Lars Ulrich.
Yes.
Said that he was wickedly pissed like he used to be when he was a younger man after that performance. So he came back and he did not handle it very well. Let us close with this. This is exciting news because I know you will be having children soon, Oscar. They're coming out with a brand new real, you know, they have the American Girl dolls.
Oh, yeah.
That are
I've been
deal.
To an American Girl store.
They're coming out with a boy doll. His name is Logan Everett.
American Girl Dolls announced a new male character today named Logan Everett, who is from Nashville and plays the drums. And now three of the American Girl Dolls are pregnant.
It's like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Exactly. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.